But I would say it Abhayagiri really began with Lumpo Sumedho responding to invitations from Jack Kornfield to go to California and teach when Jack had moved over from Insight Meditation Society, and he would invite Ajahn Sumedho to teach in California each year. And then Lumpur would go and visit his parents, who were living down in San Diego, and his sister and brother-in-law were there as well. So through the early 80s, 81, 82, 83, 84, and so on, Lumpur was coming to California every year. And it was quite clear by the time he got to the mid-80s that there was a number of people who wanted to practice beyond the bounds of just the meditation retreats or listening to Dhamma talks, but wanted to, I'd say, have a monastery and the sort of full spectrum of the Theravada mode of practice in their midst. And so that by the time we got to about 1986, then Lumpur felt there was a group of people gathered in the Bay Area who really understood what monasteries were for. They had a good sense of what he was teaching and were keen to have a monastery founded in their area. So we first heard about this in England at the full moon gathering at the end of the winter retreat in 1986, and Lumpur Sumedho made the statement to the community that he was open to the idea of starting a monastery, first of all in Switzerland, where he'd been visiting for many years, and also in California. So that was the first public statement, sort of dropping the not exactly the cat amongst the pigeons, but certainly casting the bread upon the waters. Maybe that's a better way of talking about it. So that that was really the first time the idea of a monastery in California was launched into the group mind.